Okay, welcome everybody. The day today is March 8th, 2019. Welcome to our English Bioactivity session and meeting. Today we will continue the series we began last time on the noosphere. The aim of these sessions is to bring higher thoughts and a higher vision in order to encounter major fears and blocks at personal and collective level that are stopping or limiting us embracing the integration of unity consciousness. In this series, we are working with, for instance, with different aspects related to the fear of the unknown, fear of abuse in a group, which are related, of course, but the present themes, they present different themes and issues. Okay, today, this is our second session of this series on the noosphere. We will work today with the fear of abuse in a group or collective. We know this is a major block or resistance that is present to many of us, to many souls, that had abusive experience in a collective or a group, including or especially on Earth, of course. These experiences have created powerful patterns of thinking or belief that stepping into a group means danger, means there will be an abuse, there will be a letting down, or even a throwing out of the group, of the collective. Many have suffered because they were not acknowledged, for instance. They were not honored and maybe only used or abused in such a collective context. So there are some major blocks or resistances, fears, against embracing a collective context, a group context. Our main goal in this meditation is to bring a higher vision of the unity consciousness, where there is a brotherhood and sisterhood within unity consciousness, and this is fully expressed. And we want to share this vision, we want to send it into the noosphere, and with that we want to create a potential to heal or dissolve these fears, these resistances. And, okay, this fear, of course, goes hand in hand and interacts with the fear of the unknown and or the fear of the new, and also with the fear of expressing oneself, especially when there is a different expression, personal expression, than the one in the group. Where this can be, for instance, physical, mental, emotional, cultural, and so on. And so there is a fear to not be accepted or embraced with its, with one's own expression. But we will cover this this theme or this subject in another session of this series. Okay, so let's begin with our session today. Okay, let's take a few breaths, a few conscious breaths. Our goal now is to come fully present in here now. And we do this by breathing consciously, meaning when we breathe out, we let go of all that occupies our minds, all that may be still taking away our attention or focus or energy from our daily lives, people, places, things, objects. We want to let go of all that every time we breathe out. And every time we breathe in, we want to get ourselves together. we want to focus our presence and to recover our etheric energy and bring it in here and now. This is what we want to do now. So let's take a few conscious breaths. With every breath, the density we release from the density of our mental and emotional bodies, and we become more and more present in here and now. Good. And we want to open ourselves and we want to connect just like a tree to connect with Mother Earth and Father Sky and to be fully present in peace and harmony with all that surrounds us, just like a tree. So let's hold the intention now to open ourselves. Open our root chakra, our feet chakras, to connect with our Mother Earth. Now, we can visualize roots of light starting from our feet and from our root chakra that go deep into our Mother Earth. And we feel the life force energy that we receive continuously from our Mother Earth with great love, nourishment, and care. So let's become aware, conscious of this now while we honor our Mother Earth. We acknowledge her. We thank her for all that she is for us human beings on Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth. We honor you. You are sacred to us. We're going now in gratitude and honoring. We are opening our hearts and sending our love towards our Mother Earth now. And we anchor and connect strongly with her by doing this. Good. Now let's open also our crown, just like the tree, with our intention to receive, to align to the cosmic energies, to the fifth dimensional energies of the ascension. We hold the intention to align and open ourselves to receive all that we need on our evolutionary path, on our path to ascension. And we hold the intention to connect with the Arcturians, with all our guides and teachers, all the wonderful masters of the Sacred Triangle, if this connection is in our highest good now. Let's hold this intention as we are opening and aligning now to receive through our crown chakra the higher cosmic light. And so we are connected. We breathe vertically and connect to both these wonderful sources of love and light, and we receive these energies now. Our aura is feeling itself now, nourished and is raised now with these energies. as we hold the intention for our aura to take the shape of the cosmic egg. We visualize our aura taking this shape now, beautiful, oval, symmetrical, stable shape of the cosmic egg. We hold this intention out of love towards ourselves. We want that within our aura there is a sacred space for ourselves where nobody can enter if there is not for the highest good of ourselves. So let's hold in intention now that nothing enters or can remain in our auras that is not for our highest good now. We are affirming this strongly for ourselves. We hold the intention for our aura to take the shape of the cosmic egg and the entire energy flow and exchange is coming in a wonderful balance and harmony. Now let's further raise our vibration by accelerating our aura or the pulse of our aura by shimmering now with our aura. We do this by holding the intention to accelerate the entire energy flow and exchange in our aura. Let's hold this intention now. And we start to shimmer, to pulsate and vibrate with our aura. We pulsate, vibrate, and shimmer with our aura. And we allow ourselves to expand. We allow our chakras, the meridians, to expand and to align, and more higher light is filling our aura, it's flowing through our chakras, is activating our entire structure. Our vibration is getting higher and higher. Shimmer, 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 shimmer. Let's acknowledge now ourselves, embrace ourselves fully as divine creator beings that have this human experience on earth. We want to enter into this awareness now, into the awareness of our I am presence. I am a divine creator being. I have this human experience on earth. I fully embrace now my personal creational power. I fully embrace now my creational role here on earth. Let's enter into this awareness, into our personal creational power now. Good. Now, we hold the intention to thought project ourselves, meaning to bring as much etheric presence, as much consciousness of our being, into the Arcturian etheric crystal of Grose Valley in Australia. We want to be there in the Grose Valley, in the Arcturian etheric crystal, in its energy now. It's all his intention. This Arcturian etheric crystal is anchoring the energy, the codes to create the new higher just society, to establish this higher consciousness, unity consciousness, just society on earth. We want to connect with this potential so that our visions, our thoughts are empowered by the energy of the Arcturian etheric crystal. And we call on White Buffalo Calf Woman, who is the ascended master patronizing and taking care of the work within this Arcturian etheric crystal. And we call on our brothers and sisters, Arcturians, and all the other masters of the sacred triangle who wish to join us in sending this higher vision, these higher thoughts into the earth's noosphere. Let's hold the intention to connect now into a unified group energy. From within, we want to send our visions, we want to share them into the noosphere. We feel the strength and the power of the Arcturian etheric crystal raising the energy of our thoughts, of our visions, bringing beautiful images and feelings of unity, of equality, of higher justice in balance with compassion. Good. Now, let's visualize in the circle. We are creating a circle. In the middle of the circle, we are creating our vision in a sphere of light, which is a thought field. And there, we create a vision of unity consciousness, of brotherhood and sisterhood, of honoring and embrace, of fully acknowledgement and honoring of all, of equality. In this vision, there are no secrets from each other. Everybody can express themselves fully, freely, without any constraint or limitation. Every perspective is important, is cherished. Let's send this feeling, these images of this state of being, of this state of existence, in this vision, in this thought field now. There is a wonderful embrace, freedom and peace. There is nothing to fear about in this wonderful context. All is transparent. Everything is shared for the highest good of all. Send these images now into this thought field. Also our feelings, the joy, we are fully embraced and accepted, cherished and supported in this context. We feel the brotherhood and sisterhood that is the law in this context. All are honored and supported. All are equally important. All receive the same opportunities, love and support. Let's send these beautiful images and feelings of this wonderful vision now into the thought field. In the vision, we see the gathering of the groups where all can speak out. All voices are heard. All ideas and perspectives are considered and taken into the equation. We feel the peace with all decisions that are taken that represent the vision of the entire group. All new ideas are welcomed and tested out and implemented for the highest good of all. Send these beautiful ideas, images now into this thought field in the middle of our circle. Our friends, brothers and sisters are sending also beautiful images from their own experiences of fifth dimensional masters of unity consciousness. In this vision, all that is expressed is equally valuable. Nobody is ignored or left behind. There is no imposing. Then all decisions are made in concordance with the will of the collective majority, where all participate. All options are taken into consideration. All possibilities are tested out before a decision is made. Let's send now all together this thought field, this thought constellation, this vision into the North Sphere now. We do this by wanting, by willing to share this vision with the entire human collective. We want to send it out to be heard, to be felt, to be seen, to be experienced by all our brothers and sisters in the human collective. Let's send this wonderful vision out, full of love, brotherhood, and sisterhood. We feel within the potential and the power of healing and transformation of this fear of being abused in a group. This is what we want to do. May this vision, this potential be present now into the known sphere and help to heal and transform this fear now. Let's hold this intention as we go now in silence. May this vision, this thought constellation, all the images, all the thoughts be present now into the lower sphere, into the subconscious, into the unconscious, into the conscious of the collective now. May this wonderful vision be empowered now, strongly, we hold this intention, by the etheric chosen crystal. May a boost of this energy bring this higher vision powerfully to the moon sphere. May this vision be omnipresent now into the moon sphere. Good. We are thanking our brothers and sisters that support ourselves in creating these higher thoughts, higher energies, higher visions into the Earth's moon sphere. Thank you, brothers and sisters. And thank you, Mother Earth, for receiving these higher thought constellations into the moon sphere. We are focusing now on the intention to return into our physical bodies, into the here and now of our human physical experience. We are coming back in here and now, fully present, and we can express and share this wonderful vision also in our own sphere of influence. So helping our brothers and sisters heal or transform their fear in joining a group, their fear of abuse in a group, by sharing this wonderful vision that we all want to manifest. Okay, thank you everybody. Thank you for your presence, for your dedication. I embrace you.